Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As I said earlier, folks, as you know by now, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And today I want to talk about ethics. You know, folks, as arrogant occupants of 21st century Earth, and we can rightly boast of creating exciting innovations like the computer, talking paint, and, of course, the margarita blender, one of my favorite innovations. It serves us to believe we're also the more enlightened generation, doesn't it? But honesty demands acknowledgement that contemporary applications of wisdom, morality, and ethical behavior are, in fact, derivative of concepts first proposed long ago by the ancients. For example, in addition to the almost 4 millennia-old legendary Mosaic laws, consider the 10,000-year-old Chinese wisdom from Yi Qing, the Book of Changes, 10,000 years. Then there's the 5,000-year-old Upanishads from India. And, of course, who could forget King Solomon's first millennia B.C. wisdom from Ecclesiastes and Proverbs. It must be noted that some of this awesome self-awareness was first contemplated at a time when receding ice age glaciers were still carving Scotland's Loch Ness and the Great Lakes of North America, while others came to light barely on the threshold of the written word. Alas, ethically and morally speaking, we moderns are merely the new models, not necessarily the better ones. Hold that thought. Contemporary humans must remember one immutable fact that ties us all together. This is a really important point I want you to remember, folks. You and I are, always have been, and always will be, analog, made of the exact same stuff as our forebears. From Euclid to Edison to Eddie, your brother-in-law, we're all physical, analog beings. And our analogness has suited us completely as we have, for 10,000 years, created and thrived in a 100% analog world. Until now. Today, we're increasingly occupying a digital world, and things here are different. For the first time in human history, we've created something truly unique by not, it's unique in the fact that it's not analog. It's a new force that's more than different. It's unprecedentedly disruptive. An innovation with its own energy. It's called digital leverage. Analog leverage is a pry bar, a wheel, or an elevator. Analog telephonic technology, you know, the old telephone, allows you to sit in one place and in minutes make 9 phone calls to deliver news to family and friends. Analog leverage, 1 to 9. Digital leverage is the same message posted once on a social media platform, potentially available to millions in a millisecond. Digital leverage, 1 to infinity. Pretty exciting, huh? But what about digital leverage applied with greater applications than a family report? Slow your digital adoption long enough to consider the awesome leverage sitting under every enter key on every keyboard, for good or ill. Take a minute to think about that. In an analog history, humans have innovated tools over epochal, if not generational, chronology. But in transitioning from an analog to a digital world, Our leverage has gone from speed of sound to speed of light. From RPMs to gigahertz. In less than two human generations, which is a nanosecond in geologic time, an IBM mainframe as big as a refrigerator, a ballpoint pen, a telephone, a typewriter, a radio, and a mailbox have transmogrified into a magic wand that we put in our pockets. We hold it in our hands, and we put it in our pockets. Of course, I'm talking about the smartphone. No human generations, think about this, folks. Think about your smartphone. No human generations have ever before experienced such a disruptive and sexy conversion of leverage as those alive today. Think about that. A computer, a ballpoint pen, a phone, a typewriter, a radio, a mailbox, all those things that we used to use one at a time, now in one thing in your hand and in your pocket. That's disruptive leverage. Remember that thought you were supposed to be holding, ethically and morally speaking, we moderns are merely the new models, not the better ones? As analog beings, we possess a primordial requirement of trust. You and I, as human beings, we require trust. It's the foundation of every aspect of our lives. It's informed by our DNA, and it's learned. We learned it from the ancients that I talked about earlier. Unfortunately, we've yet to perfect how to deliver that trust requirement with the digital leverage of a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 28-core processor connected to the Internet. Yes, my friends, we have a lot of work to do. And yet, you and I are still arrogant enough to think that knowing how to physically navigate a browser somehow results in the ethical employment of digital tools that wield unprecedented leverage with just a flick of a fingertip, just a twitch of a fingertip. All that leverage. Think about all that power underneath every one of those enter keys. On every keyboard. Think about that. Just because no one ever taught a class on the ethics of using a hammer doesn't mean it's okay to go from RPMs to gigahertz in 30 years with essentially no conversation about the ethical use of digital leverage. Have you thought about that, folks? How much time, as we're fully up into the digital age, how much time have you or anyone else you know spent talking about the ethical use of digital leverage? There's an increasing amount of anguish right now, but not a whole lot of conversation. It's different, folks. In the digital age, things here are different. Ever wonder why we're increasingly anxious about technology? It's because while digital leverage is seductive and compelling, it's simultaneously disrupting our analog experience, and it's challenging our primal nature. It's troubling our analog requirement of trust. Digital leverage is troubling our analog requirement of trust. And as we continue to race in the ever more digital 21st century, hell-bent for light speed, there is the rub. Being ethical, my friends, fulfilling our trust requirement, that analog human trust requirement of being ethical in the digital age is different from anything we've ever done or had to do. And so, therefore, my friends, is the conversation. I'm Jim Blassen. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.